on Tuesday. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Are the midterm elections, and each party's biggest names are hitting the campaign trail. Former President Barack Obama spoke Saturday at a rally for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Detroit.
We've got politicians who work to stir up division. The only way to save our democracy, if we together work for it, all of us. And that starts with electing people who know you and who see you and who care about you, who understand what you're going through day in, day out.
Whitmer's opponent, Republican Tudor Dixon, also spoke to voters in Detroit.
How can you stand on stage in Detroit and say you care about education when the latest scores just show that kids in Detroit suffered more than almost anybody in the entire country?
Dixon accuses Democrats of ignoring lowered test scores among students. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is recovering from being attacked in his home in San Francisco.
The nature of the assault is raising more questions, even as we get more answers. This from a spokesperson for the speaker. Mr. Pelosi was admitted to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, where he underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. His doctors expect a full recovery. Meantime, according to police, David DePape will be charged with attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several other felonies.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And at least 146 people were killed and 100 more were injured during Halloween celebrations in the South Korean capital of Seoul. Fire officials say people were crushed to death when a large crowd began pushing forward on a narrow street. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Discussions surrounding the big elections in Brazil and the United States are likely to be one of the first big challenges for Elon Musk when it comes to content moderation on Twitter. He tweeted on Friday that Twitter will form a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints and said no major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before the council convenes. The platform's new owner has said he wants to restore free speech. One of Musk's first moves was to fire the head of legal, Vijaya Gadde, who led the team responsible for removing former President Trump and the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story. This as the biggest technology company's stocks aren't looking good.
It's been a brutal week for technology stocks. Worst week on record for Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Amazon saw its worst week since 2016. And that's because some of these report cards, some of these earnings, didn't match Wall Street expectations. $580 billion in value being wiped off the books during the depths in Thursday afternoon. And that's before Friday's slight rebound. Now, in terms of personal wealth, the tech billionaires also lost out. You have Mark Zuckerberg losing about $100 billion worth of his own value in the past 13 months. And that is the worst drop that we've seen in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index so far in 2022.
Fox's Susan Lee. Meanwhile, the DEA says today's the day to turn in unused prescription drugs.
The U.S. government is hosting a national prescription drug take-back day. It allows people who may be in possession of controlled substances to turn them in, no questions asked. The program is aimed to get as many prescription pain pills off the streets as possible and properly destroyed. The program relies on pharmacies accepting the pills. The DEA's website has a search tool where one can find a participating pharmacy. and dispose of the unneeded meds.
Fox's Evan Brown, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.